Good morning. It's good to be here with you today, and want to wish all of our mothers a happy Mother's Day. Usually, where I live or where I'm from, Mother's Day is the 31st. So, usually the end of the month, they celebrate down there in Nicaragua Mother's Day, but I know here it's the second week of May, and it's always good. But we got to understand one thing too. Mothers is every day, right? They always take care of us. They always do the impossible for us as well. I wanted this just a couple minutes here to reflect on a couple things that are important in life. A couple things are important in life for us that we should be thankful for: godly mothers. We'll be here in a couple seconds here in our text there to get into some of the details here. But our mothers usually are full of wisdom, right? Their wisdom is usually priceless. Their wisdom is something that you always keep with you all the time. In my case, I'm grateful for my mother. I mean, she's still alive. I'm grateful for the things that she done, the things that she did in my life. And one of the important things that she has done is show me or teach me to be a Christian. And I was fortunate enough to grow in a Christian family and a Christian environment that you get to know how things function that way. But it's kind of funny because sometimes you grow up, right? You grow up. You still know you have your parents. You still know you have your mom, the one that always do things for you, the one that's always there for you. But we want you to think about thanking God for godly mother. And again, returning in my case, she's the one that brought me into this world. She told me that had to be a Christian, and through her encouragement, because I was not the the calm kid too. So I gave her a run for her money too, as well. So growing up, but I appreciate the things that she's done in my life and the advice that she had given. But again, in my case, is kind of not. Sorry to explain. It's not weird, but it's the circumstances are different. But in my case, I came from one mother to another mother, and which I'm referring to, it's my mother-in-law, which I just call mom. But sometimes I came and then got a good relationship with at first. It was scary because I didn't know my second mother, mother-in-law. And but throughout the years, throughout the many things that we gone through, throughout the many things that we done, been married 21 years, that relationship has grown. That relationship have good ties, that I do really appreciate what she does, and then she's, you know, my mom. So, and in a way, when you have a certain type of relationship that you able to develop with your in-laws, sometimes it's helpful in your spiritual walk as well. Sometimes is helpful because, yeah, I'm able to preach. I'm able to deliver sermons, but I'm not perfect. I'm not in any sense of the world. I'm not perfect. Perfect. We're all not. We're all Christians. We're all striving to do the best we can as Christians. But what I have learned from my second mother is very important, because she usually, whenever I don't feel like doing something or I don't get the understanding of something, she, in a way, makes me understand it as a Christian. And then if you knew her story, her background, you wouldn't think this person would be as much loving and caring as she is. You would think she is, you know, from the things that she's gone through her life and doing here in this earth and enduring things, you would have think she, you know, would have been grown bitter in the way of not being a Christian, bitter in the way of, you know, I just don't want to do what God wants us to do. But I never seen a person that usually reminds me all the time and gives me that image that the way that I need to act as a Christian, the way that I need to love others, the way that I need to present myself to others, I have never seen a person that grateful, that always presents that itself. Even though the things that, you know, in her life and circumstances that, you know, bad things that had happened, she's still a great example of a Christian, a great example of a godly mother. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that because, you know, as a preacher, it keeps you on your feet and keeps you thinking of, you know, this is the way I need to do things. This is the way I need to align myself. But it's been a pretty good experience. And yes, sometimes I'm hard-headed, like any other of us, you know what I mean? Sometimes we're hard-headed, sometimes we want to do things our way, but we learn from others that that's not the way to do things. But anyhow, I just appreciate her, and I appreciate the things that she does in my life. And it's better, not trying to embarrass her, but it's better to tell it in public than just in a remembrance of, you know, whenever she might not be here or she's gone or something. But it's always to acknowledge that in public and know, you know, what great person she is. Again, I consider to have two moms, the one that brought me to this world and the one that still deals with me and is going to deal with me till I'm gone. But I want us to think about that. I mean, be thankful for our godly mothers. Be thankful for the mothers that we have. If you would, let us open to the Bible, which we need to refer to. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 and 22. Proverbs is usually a book that we go to for acknowledge, for the way that we need to approach life, right? Solomon here was a great king with great knowledge, and he writes these things and kind of reminds us of the very important things. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 to 22. We'll be hanging in there in that text there. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your hearts. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you're awake, they will speak to you. I would like us to look at three things that we can gauge, that we can look at in these verses, that we can obtain from a godly mother. We can see first that we can see first We can see, first of all, the counsel by a godly mother, verses 20. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Mothers are very important. Mothers are usually the ones that help us every time we need the help that we need, every time that they're even to talk to them and to get their advice. As Proverbs 4:6 tells us, do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom, again, the book of Proverbs is about wisdom. So wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. So the things that mother all the time tells us, the things that they try to install on us, is their wisdom. The counsel of a godly mother is important. Proverbs 15:20 tells us, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Proverbs 23:25, Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. So that means that the actions I do, the things that I do, the things that I'm going to do in this life are going to reflect on my parents, especially on my mother. I'm going to reflect on the things that she had taught me, on the things that she had given me, the wisdom, the counsel, the rules that we get taught when we're kids, the rules that, you know, we're always stick with her, that always get reminded of us, you know. And when you grow up, have a family, have kids, you know, that those things come really present in your life. Those things really seem to have an impact on you because they're here. They're been ingrained on you. So it is important, the wisdom, the counsel of a godly mother. Again, this verse instructs us children to listen and obey the counsel of a godly parents, but especially, more especially, the counsel of our mothers. Again, we're getting reminded in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, reminds us of, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. It's a commandment. It's not just a saying, but it's a commandment. That when we are asked to obey our parents, it's not just, you know, just obeying because we just want to make rules. Or whenever my mom tells me to do something, it's not just because she's just telling me to do it or just for the heck of it. No, it's because we are commanded to obey it as children and we are commanded to respect our parents. And it's a commandment that has a promise that it may do well with you and you may live long on this earth. And that's true. That's definitely true. We need to take care as well of our parents, our mother, the one that gave us, the one that brought us into this earth as well. And it's an honor for them. It's an honor. You're honoring them by doing these things. Children are blessed with godly parents. We obtain this advice from the Bible, from the scriptures. God has designed it that way so we can refer to it and we know that we're doing right in the sight of it. So we need to remind ourselves the counsel of our godly mother, how important it is, because it will reflect in our life. It will reflect in everybody, it reflects in our lives in the way that we have been raised as well. Secondly, let us look at the connection to a godly mother. Verse 21. The connection to a godly mother. Verse 21. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. The connection, the things that she tells us, the things that she always advises, the wisdom that she always gives us. Proverbs 1:8-9 tells us, "My son, hear the instructions of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. For they will be a graceful ornament on your head, and a chain about your neck." Illustration there, okay, the reflection that the way I have been brought, the way that I conduct myself, the way that I do things, that is going to be a reflection of who my parents are, and especially on my mother. Binding the godly counselor on our heart means that we meditate upon it and assimilate it in our actions, not just by the words, not just by what I need to do it or I need to do it right now because I need to behave or I need to do this. It's actually taking that wisdom that they give us and putting it in practice, into action. We must be connected to the godly counselor. We must be connected to that godly mother's advice, as in verse 21 tells us, because it's a precious thing. Whatever, you know, like when we wear jewelry, here the writer given that example of you know, something that we carry on, something that is valuable to us, an ornament, something that, you know, there's always things in our lives that are way valuable that we keep it in a keepsake. So this basically, that's what it's trying to tell us, the connection of that godly mother, that we keep those things close to our heart, that we keep those things that we are told to keep close to us. It's not just because mom says so. It's not just because, you know, I just have to do it just to do it, but it's because they know. They've been there. They know it. They have lived before us. They have lived the circumstances. And again, yes, as a kid, you might think, you know, I'm bored of whatever my mom tells me all the time and, you know, and the things that she tells me. But guess what? One day you're going to grow. One day you're going to get married. One day you're going to have a family. And you're going to look behind and you're going to look back and say, I remember what my mom told me one day and the things that, you know, that she kept on telling me. So, you know, you're going to look back. Once you have kids, you're going to be thinking, oh. So this is what mom meant when she was saying about this. Let it not be too late to consider those connections with our mother, with our earthly mother. Let it not be too late that we are not able to even talk or say thankful things and say good thoughts to them. Binding the godly counsel in our hearts means that we're going to meditate on it and we're going to assimilate it. We must connect to a godly counsel. We must be connected. We must weave or tide the godly counsel into our fabric of our lives. It's not just, again, because we're saying it or, you know, we need to do things or we need to behave in a certain way, but it's something that later on in life is going to help me. Later on in life, things that are, that connection, that those things that my mother told me, those things that my mother had said to me are going to become true one day when I have kids, when I have my own family. Thirdly, let us look at the course of a godly mother. The course of a godly mother. Verse 22. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak to you. Speaking about the words, Deuteronomy chapter 11, we see here there's certain commands that are given here to the Israelites, to the family. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 18 to 21. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to give your fathers, and give them like the days of the heavens above the earth. So, again, the guidance, the course that a mother gives, we see that instruction as well in the Bible. And first, God designed that to be true. So we see that she leads as well. Psalms 19:105, the word, your word is as lamp to my feet, and as light to my path. We do not know where to step without godly guidance from God's word and God's people. Same way, that's what our mothers do. They guide us. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23 tells us, O Lord, I know the way of men. I know the way of men is not
in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. They keep us. The godly mother, they keep us. Philippians 4, 6 through 9 tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made and known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard you in the heart in the midst through Jesus Christ. A mother, a godly mother, she sets the course, she leads, she keeps us as well. She teaches us as well. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. We see again God here laying down some rules to follow for the Israelites. Hear, O Israel, O Lord. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your hearts. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign in your hands, and they shall be in the frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them in the doorsteps of your house and your gates. God's words must be essential to the family, and they naturally talk about him while engaging in every activity. So the godly mother, the course of the godly mother, she teaches us. She teaches us the words. She teaches us the word of God, and it should be essential in our families. It should be a priority in our families. So let us be thankful for our godly mothers. Let us be thankful for the mothers that we have, and let us be thankful for the guidance that they give us. Let us remember the counsel, the connection, and the course that they do. They're the ones that lead the pack. They're the ones that are always there when we need them. They're the ones that always go the extra mile when you need them. They're always there. So let us consider that. Let us be thankful. Let us be thankful to God for our godly mothers. Let us be thankful to God. In the church, we do have other godly mothers. Technically, they might not have kids, but through their guidance, through their experiences, through the things that they do, it's useful in our lives. I never will forget what my mom always did to us. All the time. When I was a little kid, back in 1986, we immigrated to this country. And of all the places to live, we went up to the Bronx, New York. Lived there for a little while. Stayed there. My dad worked construction and work in the church as well. But I never will forget, every time, my mother never left my sight. My mother never, she always took us three to school every day. Make sure that we were safe. Make sure that, I can always remember in the back of my head, make sure if somebody offers you candy, you say no. Make sure if somebody, you know, all the regular details or the regular, you know, checklist that mother do. You know, and it's amazing because no English, didn't know and speak English. Big city, New York, because I remember too, being in the, taking the subways, learning the, to get through places. And she didn't speak no English. And she made sure us three were together always. Us three were always with her. So let us be thankful for our godly mothers. Let us be thankful for the mothers that God has given us and the important role that they play as well. Let us be thankful for things that we do, that they do for us. And yes, sometimes it's hard not to express those feelings, but we need to start doing that. We need to start expressing and giving the love that they deserve and give them the love. Not just like a day like today, but every day, to make sure that we always are in contact with our parents, especially our mothers, and realizing the things that they do for us as well. Let us consider that. Let us always keep in mind that, not just celebrate it, just to celebrate it, but to truly understand the things that they do for us. If you would, let us bow. Let's go in God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity that you've given us to be here and worship you. We are so thankful for the many blessings that you provide for us. We are so thankful for the things that you give us, even though we don't deserve them, but you show your love. Especially, Father, we are so thankful for the mothers that we have. We are so thankful for the guidance that they give us. We ask that you bless them, those ones as well, expecting. Father, we ask that you be with them. Bless them. Thank you again, Father, for the opportunity that you give us to have them in this life. Let us always be reminded of the love that they give us. Let us always be reminded of the things that they do for us, Father. We're so grateful to have them, the guidance that they give us. We pray that you be with them and that you guide them as well in the Christian life. And we're so thankful, Father, for them, because the way that they give us, the way that they instruct us in classes, the way that they put their time there, even long hours, even long days, but they're there next to us, Father. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for the mothers, Father. We ask again that you bless them, bless this church, bless the mothers here in this church, Father. We're so thankful to have them. We're so thankful for the example that they have set in the past as well. We're so thankful for the great example that they have done, Father. Bless again the mothers here, the church in general, Father. Thank you so much for the opportunity you give us to come here and worship you as one and to learn from your word. Be with us again, and it's through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're here and if you are subject to the invitation is always open. If you have been a Christian and you have deviated from the walk, make sure you come back. It is important that you continue that walk. It is important that you continue that guidance that you need to have and that relationship that you need to have with the Lord. If you are in need of that, let your need be known. The elders